Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
James Andrew McGann, the alleged devil in Devil's Den, didn't exactly scream danger at first glance. In fact, his story begins with an unsettling sense of normalcy. Born and raised in Sand Springs, Oklahoma, McGann, known to friends simply as Drew, seemed destined for a life far removed from violent crime. He was a kid next door, quiet yet friendly enough, who grew into a young man with aspirations to shape the minds of children. Ironically, he ended up teaching society one of its harshest lessons: how easily dangerous individuals can slip through systematic cracks. After graduating from Oklahoma State University in 2022 with a degree in elementary education, McGann quickly embarked on what appeared to be a promising career as an elementary school teacher. His resume reads like a roadmap through Middle America, first landing a teaching job at Donald Elementary School in Lewisville, Texas, then moving to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, teaching at Spring Creek Elementary, before finally transferring to Sand Springs Public Schools in Oklahoma. Each move was quiet, unremarkable, and yet notably swift, never staying at one school for more than a single academic year. In June of 2025, McGann was hired by the Springdale Public School District in Arkansas, a role he was set to begin mere weeks before his arrest. For those of you playing along outside of Northwest Arkansas, Springdale is right next to Fayetteville, Rogers, Bentonville. It's one of the many towns that make up the Northwest Arkansas area where Walmart is headquartered. But underneath this mundane professional exterior laid a troubling pattern. Despite seemingly routine transfers, whispers began circulating about McGann's behavior. Social media comments from former colleagues and parents hinted at concerns over inappropriate interactions with young girls. And if you begin looking, you will find many of them on social media right now from parents who had McGann as a teacher for their children. Yet, shockingly, these concerns never materialized into formal charges or significant professional repercussions. Instead, each school district quietly allowed him to resign, effectively passing him on to the next unsuspecting community, a phenomenon grimly known as passing the trash. Well, we're safe over here. Someone else will get him. It's not my problem anymore. Unfortunately, that's how many go through life and deal with problems. The ease with the McGann transferring of states in which he traversed them, finding employment without flags or Warnings highlights alarming blind spots in our educational and criminal vetting systems. Background checks on McGann passed easily. They were strictly criminal, revealing no convictions. And without formal charges, internal complaints remained just that, internal. The lack of mandatory nationwide notification systems meant McGann's troubling past was left behind each time he relocated, resetting his history as though it had never happened, leaving the future and other unsuspecting children and individuals at his mercy. You figure out what's wrong with him and then move him on, if you're able to find it. The systematic failures that allowed McGann's behavior to go unchecked are distressingly common across this country. School districts, often wary of legal battles or negative publicity, frequently choose the path of least resistance by quietly facilitating the registration of problematic teachers rather than launching thorough investigations. Why? PR. Nobody wants to be the district that's firing the guy because he's inappropriate with kids. You don't want that in the headlines. You'd rather have a, well, he resigned. We wish him the best. Bye. And I get it. Nobody wants that sort of PR for their school. Nobody's going to want to go to your school if you're firing somebody for those reasons. You never see anything proactive in this area. You never see a school going, you know what, we caught this guy and here's what he was doing and here's why he's going away. No, it's always the victim speaking out first. It's always those who've already been victimized by these monsters that have to raise their hand and go, hey, here's what this person did to me. Can we do something about it? And even in many of those cases, it's let's brush this away silently so others outside don't hear about it. In Springdale, he had not yet been fully employed. He had not yet started his job. Police in many districts do not mandate reporting teacher misconduct to state or national databases unless charges are formally filed. It creates loopholes that individuals like McGann exploit with alarming regularity. Moreover, informal agreements and non-disclosure clauses and registration packages often prevent other districts from uncovering these troubling histories. Because why not have these sort of little non-disclosure clauses in there? Let's protect the school. Let's protect our reputation. Let's not protect the kids, right? You found a monster? Well, that's going to be somebody other's monster now. Now that we've discovered we have a monster, they can go over here. We don't. It's messy. It's icky. Fast forward to July of 2025. It's sunny. Scorching Saturday at Devil's Den State Park in Arkansas, McGann, dressed bizarrely in all black despite blistering heat, allegedly transformed a peaceful family hike into a horrifying scene. Clinton and Kristen Brink, out with their two young daughters, became targets in an unprovoked, brutal knife attack. McGann allegedly stabbed both parents fatally, leaving their terrified children unharmed physically, yet forever scarred emotionally. Witnesses describe McGann's demeanor on the trail as chilling, emanating bad vibes, as reported exclusively here on the Hidden Killers podcast that would later haunt them. His carefully taped over license plate and suspicious attire screamed premeditation. Yet, due to systematic disarray, including an initially non-functional tip line for the first 3 days and ineffective public communication from law enforcement, McGann managed to invade immediate capture, plunging a community into fear for days. Ultimately, it wasn't diligent police work alone, but public pressure and community reporting that significantly was driven by media attention and eyewitness accounts that led authorities to McGann's location. Lupita's Beauty Salon in Springdale, where he was apprehended mid-haircut, charged with two counts of capital murder, McGann now awaits a likely severe penalty as the community struggles to comprehend how someone entrusted with their children's education could commit such heinous acts. The case starkly exposes the deficiencies of the education system's ability to track problematic teachers across jurisdictions, despite reported transfers, informal allegations, and escalating concerns. McGann was able to maintain a clear record by simply moving before investigators solidified into formal charges or public records. Current policies provide few safeguards against such scenarios, highlighting a dire need for improved transparency and communication between school districts and nationwide. Legislation aimed at addressing this issue, commonly referred to as passing the trash laws, has been implemented sporadically and inconsistently across various states. While some states mandate detailed reference checks and inter-district reporting of misconduct, many others lack comprehensive laws altogether, resulting in patchwork that allows predators to slip through unnoticed merely by crossing state lines. It's a very fragmented approach, and it's not just in education. If you've noticed in any sort of recent years, references are no longer a thing. It's more so employment verification history. Did this person work with you from X date to X date? It's a yes or no question. If the answer is yes, okay, great. They're being honest with us. They said they worked there. If it's no, well, then we'll move on. But that whole, what'd you think of him? You know, the human aspect of it, the not just so black and white, did they check a box of physically being present? That's gone. That's gone in many areas of work in this country. Why? Because we need to protect the predators. Because there might be some bad employer out there that doesn't like their employee that's going to give them a bad reference. Or more importantly, maybe the employer will give a bad reference because it's a bad employee. But our system is now designed to protect the bad employees from this. Because there might be a rogue employer out there that's going to say something bad about somebody applying for a job. Here's a thought on what normally happened in employment situations throughout history. Bad employees don't list references from people they know are going to give bad references. You will get your yes, they worked here, or no, they didn't. And that's all you can get. Legally, the hands of many districts are completely tied. So before we jump into this district and say, how did you not know? There was no legal way for them to know. There just wasn't. That's not a problem of the school. That's a problem of the system. That's a problem of the law. That's a problem of how we are in the state we are in this country. You ask the school, this is what we can do. And it truly is. How do we change that? We change those laws. There's pressure to change those policies. We put pressure on the system to create new infrastructure that is more modern, that works with how we work today, where we can put red flags out on people because they deserve red flags, not because they always deserve second chances or third or fourth or fifth chances. This fragmented approach demands a federal response, or at the very least, straightened and strengthened state-by-state cooperation and standardized practices to prevent dangerous individuals from exploiting these gaps. As James Andrew McGann awaits justice, communities across the country are left asking tough questions. How many others like McGann are quietly slipping through the track or through the system unnoticed? I'll tell you, thousands. And how can we prevent the next seemingly ordinary teacher from becoming the face of unimaginable tragedy? Well, that's a question we as a society need to grapple with. Some of your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski wherever you download podcasts so you can let us know your thoughts. We do greatly appreciate that. And search Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski. If you're watching us on YouTube, find us in the podcast platform of your choice and press subscribe so you can take us wherever you go. Most importantly, we want to hear your voice. We want to hear your thoughts. We don't silence them here. Looking forward to that on YouTube. Until next time, I'm Tony Brewski. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.